This case study exposed the Burmese Myanmar state's brutal and relentless persecution of the Rohingya minority living in the country's northwest Arakan Rakhine province. It's the story of a people who have lived in Burma for centuries, yet rendered stateless at the hands of General Ne Win's former military junta, brutalized by armed Buddhist nationalists, abused, dehumanized, and displaced by the current Burmese Myanmar state, and now fleeing the country which refuses to recognize them. It is a case study about the continuity of repression during Burma-Myanmar's so-called democratization process. It's a story about institutionalized racism and an international community content to ignore the ethnic cleansing crimes of a government it courts. There are an estimated 800,000 Rohingyas living in Arakan Rakhine State, but the number is dwindling fast. Thousands have fled and continue to flee on boats into the Bay of Bengal to escape the anti-Muslim state-sponsored violence, which took the lives of over 200 people in 2012. Tens of thousands of Rohingya people were displaced in the terror that ensued, and some 140,000 were forced into detention camps near the state capital Sitwe after their homes were destroyed in June and October. There are also between 200 and 300,000 unregistered Rohingya refugees living outside camps in Bangladesh, in addition to the 29,000 registered in camps assisted by the UNHCR. This case study is divided into seven parts or chapters. It begins with a geographical and demographic understanding of the Rohingya in Burma, Myanmar, before moving into an exploration of the historical roots of their oppression. Part 3 contextualizes the crimes committed by the Burmese Myanmar state against the Rohingya within the broader context of state violence and ethnic minority marginalization. In Part 4, we focus on two periods in 2012 when the state and far-right Arakan Rakhine nationalists inflicted appalling violence against the Rohingya and their communities, leaving hundreds of people dead and thousands displaced. Part 5 explores the concept of bare life and the absence of human rights as they apply to the stateless Rohingya, both within Burma, Myanmar, as internally displaced people and as refugees. In Part 6, we offer a critical analysis of Burma-Myanmar's faltering process of democratization, institutionalized racism, and the implications for the future of the Rohingya. We will demonstrate that the military-backed government of Thein Sein has shown no sign of affording the Rohingya anything but continued persecution, dehumanization, discrimination, and violence. While Burma's once iconic opposition leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has remained unconscionably silent. In our concluding chapter, we give platform to the brave voices of resistance, both inside and outside Burma, Myanmar. Much of the research conducted for this case study was funded by the British Economic and Social Research Council in support of the International State Crime Initiative's Resisting State Crime, a comparative study of civil society.